Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Thank you, Father. Let the harvest come. The harvest is ripe. The harvest is ripe. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let your word comfort like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. Let your people be truly firm, be encouraged, let them be strengthened by every words that come out of your mouth. I hide in the cross and I ask that only you will be revealed, only you will be glorified. Nothing of flesh is seen, but that which proceeds very heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to quickly do this. Please just put me on 30 minutes. What is the exchange rate for the kingdom? The exchange rate to the dollar is what currently? 3.65 to a dollar. So what is the exchange rate of for the kingdom? It's what? Did I hear you? If it, I will show you. Turn your Bibles to Matthew 13, verse 44. Again, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, like a treasure that was in a field, that which when a man had found, hid it, and for the joy thereof, goeth and what? All that he had, and bought that field. The exchange rate of the kingdom is all. Everything you have, everything you are, everything you take your life around. If you want this kingdom in its strength and in its power, the exchange rate is everything. You can't give God what you like and keep the one you like. You can't give him what you want. If you want to be part of this army, this end time, God is going to rest his shoulders upon. The exchange rate is all. You can't choose him and choose that. Say, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God. You can't choose him and choose that. Whatever that is. Think that Jesus was the person he was on earth because he was the Son of God. Don't understand. See, because they have love, righteousness, and equity. He chose. There's going to be it. Whether you end up choosing or negotiating is another thing entirely. Are you with me? We are going to look at our future, what we could have got ourselves. Look at the cross. And then God will say, choose life. Every point in time, always give man a choice. You got to choose. He said, when man found treasure, the response was joy. That means he got it in the spirit realm. That thing was there, hidden in the soil, but the guy saw it and said, wow, there is, you know, that you need to sell everything in your house. Whatever is going to take you by, you know that feeling? You go home and sell your house because I'm going to lay hold of, we reproduce all this and 10 times more. I don't know if you are with me. That's the way God works. God cannot be number two. He doesn't like to be number two. Rather than number two, he will walk away. This is the exchange rate of the kingdom to $1. Or, it's easy to talk about Paul the apostle, but what God took away from him was, God never asked Paul. But what kind of wife do you think Paul will marry? The woman will have a attack. She will die 10,000 times before she finally dies. Because she's here at home. She sees it on here, and then they just stoned her husband in Turkey. That's what the news said. She didn't hear the part where the guy stood up after they came to pick his dead body. It's in scripture. Or while Richard walked, because he was also running for his dear life. They captured her on the fugitive Paul on the run on CNN. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, who is Paul helping by saying, the Lord said, you are my wife? He's tough on his own to reduce his litigation. Because if they can't get him, they're for his family. And then St. Paul was teaching us about marriage. Say to you, those of you who have wives, but as though you do not have. Paul, bro, stay in your ministry. I am Peter. It can't be right before I met the Lord Jesus. I have experience. Say this, no experience. What I lacked in a physical relationship, I made up for in an intimate relationship with the Lord. My relationship with the Lord is not for ministry. It is us. So when he was teaching out of his own relation with God, drawing principles for relationships there, for us. Paul is the only one who didn't get married, and we still study him for marriage. The price tag is what? It's all. When you are ready to part with everything, actually you did, you just didn't know. Because your all is life. And you said, I accept you as my Lord. I remember when I gave my life to Christ, I used to wear a very high punk. And I came out Friday, commanded to say, Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins. Right? That's a standard prayer. Write my name in the book. Today, I will give it my life. In Jesus, if you say a prayer, I'll put over it, and then we'll go again. Every Friday. But something not clicking. I got again a prayer meeting. Eventually. But then I didn't answer a question. The boss laid his hands on me. Help this one. Pah! The first part. I feel it! It took me time for I needed to like dinner with me. That's what happened. My just broke. I started singing to the spirit. I said, I said, he was busy. I knew it. I got home. Next day I came my Bible to school. Bro, I read it in the Bible. I just brought it. Are you born again? Talk to me last night. Something, see, I have to give your life Christ. Of course, the other folks didn't know anything. So, hey, you might as well just listen to me. There is a burst of joy when you just lay hold on that joy. You just lay hold on that treasure. Response on your spirit. And you are willing to sell anything. That's how you walked out of your past relationship. Because you gave your life to Christ. It didn't make sense. I'm not even know. Because of Jesus, you walked out of a relationship. For Christ, Jesus doesn't live on there. He lives in heaven. We can work it out. No. No chance. Some of those I come into church because of you. When I was when I left school, secondary school, there was a lady, very yellow thing like that, and she was in just 3 SS. She was out Feka. They was considering, I want to just be around, staying at home, not doing anything for the Lord. So I was thinking, are you youth for Christ, or do I? I didn't know much about Feka. Feka was pastor Benga, Tayo Adari, and another person. But Ope was a secondary school girl, 3. So I'm like, Ope, how are you? Let's go. After I'm not doing anything. For me, I just thought so that it's a fine girl. So why not? Let's go. Only if I didn't get to a fellowship. I was the girl speaking in tongues. I feel for brothers. I understand why brothers have to do it. You understand? This. But Ope was so innocent. We should start that, so let's go. I didn't do anything at home. There was no light, OSRC, or whatever they are saying. There's no life there. Let's just go out and have fellowship. Amen. But for me, it was more like if she's sitting over there, I'm sitting, I should be able to see her from where I'm standing. That was more like the whole idea for me. Then while I make up my mind for which fellowship, that fellowship became secondary. But I got into the meeting, and that was the pastor, Abida. And I saw this bearded man. And he was singing. He was singing. I felt there was no instrument. He was singing, and the presence of God was so intense. Open the question immediately. Instantly. And since that day, she was not an item anymore. God used her as a distractor. Where I needed to be. And then God will use distractions for you. She was just an SS3 girl. I had left school. I played with GC and JAM. God needed a distraction to pilot my way. And I saw Pastor Ayo, and he sing and began to prophesy. Like, when I first saw Pastor, he didn't even look born again to me. Like, which can feel, see this one just in my mind, I didn't even know he was the pastor. Like, the best are really cool now. Way back, they were so much. Somebody needs to, in my evangelist mind, I'm going to share the gospel with them. I do it, so for me, it was like, share the gospel with him. And brother, this is your first time here. I have my first time here. This is your first time. I want to share the gospel with you. I'm so sure. Heaven tells me, even everything you risk it, you are not sick. If you say yes, are you sure? Right now you go to heaven. Are you sure? That's the question where everybody I'm trying to be careful now. Are you sure? They're acting a certain way. Are you sure? Yeah. Okay, say after me, Lord Jesus. But when he got up there, I didn't judge people by appearance. I eventually became a leader in that fellowship. Even the person who invited me to the fellowship fizzled out. I don't even know, maybe if I see, I recognize her anymore. But God needed a detour, something to. When I got to the place I needed to be, I didn't blink, I gave it all. Last week I was sharing with you from Sower and the Seed, right? I want to look at something again there. If you go to Matthew chapter 13 and verse 9. Now this young girl in question I speak about, I think what I said is that she was young, she was Christian. You understand? There are some things that appeal to me as a person. But I looked at her, she could have decided what she was uniform, I wasn't wearing uniform. But I think I heard the fact that she was that young and was making quality decisions. So it really got me. It was not a sensual thing in the sense like it was about a young person in life when I was in Jesus. So when I see certain things, it has a strong appeal on me. And I think that's what I really appreciated about her. If God be saved, when you are much younger, don't think God was trying to get you away from the form. Believe me, you will have to account for less. You will account for less. Because I imagine that God didn't tie my hands with chain and drag me at the time he did. I'm a dangerous man walking. And I'm not joking. To the meaning of the parable in verse 9. I want to bring out four there, three points. Please go to verse 8. If that means something. Is it 18? 18. Yeah. 18. Now, here's the parable of the sower. Go ahead. I've already looked at this last week, but I want to bring out a few things. These are things to watch out for. The challenges people stage encountered. The guy that the word of God found him on the road. Huh? What did he have to deal with? What did the scripture say? When anyone hears the word of the king and understands it not, then comes the wicked and takes it away. Problem this type of man has is understanding. So you find yourself in this. Something was said in church. You don't understand it. Feel free to walk up to ego or come to me and say, "Sir, I don't quite understand." This is not a place to be macho. Because it's the kingdom. If you form or behave as though you understood what was said, and you didn't understand, because affliction must arise for the world's sake. The devil knows what you heard that day. God knows what you heard that day, and there must be a test. There must, not there shall. There must be a test. Not maybe. Affliction shall arise for what? For the world, not because of you. Because you heard it, there's a corresponding test you will have to write. So the problem now is that you saw the question. You understand the question because it was that topic, but you don't understand the requirement of the question. You know what we do in those kind of exams? You start writing plenty story, but eventually you just hit it. So my lecturer said that's what the thesis of thesis. Thesis of thesis means state your most important point first. So if you're a lecturer, you've also done it. You write 4 pages hoping that the guy just says, "I can't read this one." Thanks. A lie. He said, if you, this kind of man, how you know them is that they hear what? That guy is saying something. They don't understand. They will not own up, they don't understand. So the devil gives them time to process and comes quietly and says, "Can I have stuff in your head?" You cannot say no because it doesn't pay. You already failed the test. The test was in the waiting. So you have to be careful when you have received a word from the Lord or when you are studying scriptures and you are not able to bring it to profit. Please go to customer, thank you. He that received the word, the seed, the word, is 20 places. This is he that heareth the word and was joyful and joyfully received it, go ahead, yet he had no root in himself, but endured well, and when tribulation came, he could not even stand. This type of man, what is his problem? He understands, has a basic idea of what was being said. Huh? These are progression spirit. He has a basic idea of what was being said, but he no root. And those are the things he goes to, I was mentioning when he was exposure, researching. Some of you don't research. I don't know what you do online, google.com.ng. You type in keywords, just try to do a little research. These days I do a lot of research on, for instance, funny enough, I realized a few days ago, Lagos is the smallest state in Nigeria, but with the highest population in West Africa. So what do you think the prosperity of Lagos has anything to do with its size? So why do people go there? People are drawn to the spiritual pasture of Lagos. The economic capacity. The location. You understand? The exposure you can get just by being here. Whether you just suit for it, if you don't have access, you don't have it. People wear suit in Ibadan. People wear suit in America. For some reason, you are not planning to go and buy a house there. You are thinking of buying a house here. Ogun State is smart. They are bridging all the into Lagos State. But the wealth of this city also come to the extensions. Morwe, Aton, you name it. That's a smart guy. I'm saying that all the things you think are limitation, you said they were. One man said, I think it was it about Instinct or Instinct Church? I can't remember exactly. He said, no, I think it was Harry Ford. What's that for Ford? He said, the guy who said he can, and the guy who said it, they are both right. Yeah. Did you get that? They are both right. The issue of taking root requires meditation. When you receive a word from God, or you listen to a message, just because you listen to a 45-minute message, it didn't mean you heard it. Now you need to break it in pieces. How the raw ingredient, and begin to study along those lines, meditate along those lines. The juice is in the meditation. It's called chewing the cup. Success does particular face. If not, some people will not be rich. Have you seen someone chest in the world? Look terrible. They don't look like me. I mean, I should be rich. I am rich. I'm saying the way these guys are like 1.3, Jack Ma, that guy in China, it's everywhere. These guys are not even saved. They are not, he just graduated from Harvard this year. Oh, you didn't? He just graduated not long ago. He woke in his old age. That's what I'm saying. Now you are his professor and you want to, you are spicing his project. You are biggest supervisor and he's studying computer science. Are you crazy? What are you supervising? No, just imagine. I'm saying that I can attempt to cheat you of your right. I can attempt to cover your star if there's anything like that. But once one person of value comes close to your capacity, it doesn't let you go again. There's something here. Something here. So don't lie about it. Don't tell anybody you have like 3,000 liters. Well, all you have is 1,000 liters in your house. While the day is on, in the dead of the night, why men sleep, begin to stretch on the inside. Stretch on the inside. Initially, it will not be to anyone that you are doing anything. You will suddenly like an overnight. So everybody knows your prayer point, your testimony. It was just prayer. Prayer was just one of the items. Exactly with this guy in this picture, who doesn't understand what it means to take root. He thinks that to take root means to hear the word, and God says to take means you must be willing to press, to push that tender root into the soil. Some soils are very hard. You do it clean. Sometimes you try to push yourself forcefully, so you are just moving gently, and it looks like you are not making progress, but it's just like little steps. Some of you want the huge step. Brother, there is nothing like that. That huge step you saw was when they were bringing the cake out of the oven. There's nothing like that. So the tender plant has to get into the soil. As it does that, it becomes stronger. There are some trees that their roots are bigger than the tree outside. Oh, you don't know. The roots inside the ground is taller than the tree outside. So here you are trying to cut that tree. All that trees is one more rainfall. Stop lying. Now that the pressure is not on, get to work. Don't be like the man who hears word. There are people that hear fine stuff. They hear God's word. All they do is preach about it. Being able to preach about something is not the proof that you've mastered it. Yeah, it's good to preach, but that's the easiest part of my job. You here can preach. I don't think I speak to be a preacher. Even when you preach, even the fantastic preachers, people still sleep. Find root. The first guy had a problem. He lacked understanding. This guy has a problem. What's his problem? Root. He's too excited that he is growing. He forgets to take root. There are certain courses you take that will now mandate you to take other courses.
Yes.
Because there's something Peter was talking about. He said, your faith, add diligence. Peter started talking about the additions. They are the things, they are not the real things, but they solidify the real thing. They stand behind the real thing. Say, add diligence, add virtue, add character. There are certain things that are the additions, they are the ones that give color what you are doing. When you lie to yourself and tell yourself you are doing fine, you're dead. This guy is excited that, you know, when I believed, I confessed the way pastor said it, and then I saw results. After I should take pillow, glory be to God. I try to sleep. And the tortoise is here, one step at a time, and you are asking how wonder is. I was, I read the story about, I think it was actually a real story about, a Chinese man and a German man were trying to contest who could drink just amount of. Have you heard that story before? You know, there was a competition. So a Chinese man said, who knows the Germans drink it? I mean, they drink. I don't know best to describe. They drink. They are professional drinkers. In fact, they have more alcohol than water. Okay, so sometimes I say, man, we are bringing you to Germany to speak God's word. Amen. I have to carry my bottle of water. I enter aeroplane. I did. Come, but yeah, water is expensive. Just give me name of one fine. And there's football tonight, so we all sit down. The boy blessed will die before you reach Nigeria. These people don't get water for at least. So, water. I hear you are the Bible says all those that drink shall find their part in the lake of fire. Oh boy, if you pass on church, yeah, get you. Half of your church members, they drink. Half of them, you are the only one saying, God help me before before one day say, one that a pastor, let's say every time we got him a bottle of wine. 25% alcohol. That wasn't a gift. So that is, they started drinking, and then they both got up at different points to go to the restroom. And then the German guy will come back. And was he doing so well? Doing so well. But every time the Chinese man came to, you know, use the restroom and come back, and he came out, he was looking fresh again and very strong, ready to go. And he was just drinking. And at some point, the German couldn't handle it and he collapsed. Then they raised the hand of the Chinese man and said, he won. He said, yeah, he won. And then people are like, wow, that was, you know, they were just talking about it. And everybody was going to the restroom. And then they found like 20 Chinese men on top of each other, drunk. Oh my God. You know, they all look alike. So every time he went to the restaurant, it was another guy that was coming out wearing the same shirt. I said, ready to go. Yeah, just drinking. There's some people. So while the other one was trying to increase his capacity by drinking more, the smart one knows I can't beat this guy. So he got 20 of his brothers. The same, not everything. So once I come, well, your turn. And the other came out like, the Germans couldn't tell. They all look alike. Oh boy, that guy, I don't know, that man guy must have a liver disease, because this guy don't defeat. How do I recruit? You must have understanding and assessment of your current state. That's a new project. If God is asking you to do something or laying something upon your heart, try to identify where you are currently on that issue. If you don't really know so much, let's start from there. Ask a few questions. Mike Bamloye was, I think it was his son's birthday some time ago. And it was, I think he posted it on Facebook about his son. I was saying, I think they were traveled to another country to shoot a film. And then they had a challenge. There was no, I go online. I was using the internet to you know, study the manual of how to run the cameras. And today the guy is a pro. You know, the guy has zero capacity on how to undo some, well, Uncle Chair is not here. Some of those things have, you know, they are very powerful cameras. But the guy had to go online. They didn't know what to do. He studied the manual, like, okay, what is HDV 334? He looks at it. He looks at it. Sometimes you just have to be inquisitive. To the person that has the key to being able to take root in the face of life that you are may not necessarily be like myself, who grew up in the palace. Maybe somebody like he who has been broken and messed up and now to find strength to go as a believer in the most pain. Say, if you do it, how do you pray in spite of all these problems you are having? Say, ah, my brother, sometimes he will tell you honestly, ah, sometimes it wasn't easy. Sometimes I told myself I'll be praying too hard. Sometimes I didn't read my Bible. So you find encouragement. You understand what I'm saying? He's not telling you to pray. You are someone that you can, a high priest, you can identify with. The key factor here is take root. And taking root the kind. Number three, the next verse. He that received the seed among the thorns is he that heard the word of God. And what? The cares world and the deceitfulness of riches. These are spirits of strangulation. Next time you want to pray against spirit of strangulation, these are the ones. Die. Fire! Catch! Fire! These are the things you are looking for. Cares of this world. Let me ask you a simple question and I need a sincere answer. Why many of us cannot serve God properly? Is it because of the cares of God? Yes or yes? Spend the next 2 weeks researching on how to deal with this spirit. This is a spirit and the deceitfulness of riches. This one tells you, look, more money comfortable. You need to keep pursuing it. You need to pursue it. So you are just running in one direction. One day you say, bro, you don't come for church. I move from that meeting first. Ask yourself, need person to get money now. If the church just they relocate. You know, it tells himself the lie that pastor needs rich guy, but you see, the word here is deceitfulness. Somebody's lying. Inside the story, say, if I can only get some money, if I can only rent a house, then I'll be married. If I can only make get like 1.5, I can buy that car. And as long as you keep chasing money, the rule of money says it. Archbishop Idahosa said, how we broke the bondage of lack, he got $10,000 and put it on the floor and stepped on it and he walked away. Money will never control me again. Way back, that was some money. Even now, sir. A man of God, I won't mention his name. Some of us know this person. He's in his house somewhere in Festac. Somebody came to give him $100,000. I think he prayed for the person, did, and the person came to shake pastor $100,000. Now this pastor is like, no, we're just walking with God, we are serving God. But when he's $100,000, he just brought, in the days of BBM, just brought out his camera and snapped the money and sent it to another pastor. Oh boy, cares of this world. So the other pastor came to church on Sunday. I cannot be poor. That was the one they sent the picture to. God is calling me to international ministry. God, if all of you, this church is a local church. This church is not a local church. We are. God is also going to bless. He says, see this picture. In my mind, I'm like, somebody has been ministering to this young man. The spirits of faithfulness and the cares of this world. Because these are legitimate concerns. If you are not careful, what this one does to you is that you see the seed. The seed is beginning to thrive. They know they can't stop you, so they will increase your chase. They put more pressure on you in the office. There's going to be so much concern. Something's happening to your mom, something's happening to your dad. You need to send some money, and you're like, how do I do this? The issue is not that God doesn't want to be. The issue is that there's a diversion. The devil mirrors a similar project to you, and unconsciously you are beginning to pursue this. The cares of God. I have my family hit, and God gave us a perfect remedy for this. In Matthew 6, He said, if you seek His kingdom. The kingdom there is the first word, king. If you seek me, find my intention for your life. I will take away from so many things, but not without returning them. See, all other things shall be added. So these cares of the world are the things God calls other things. I want you to know these three distractions. Now, when we come to issue, as I begin to round up, when we come to the issue of laying hold of the promises of God, I want us to read Hebrews. Today's message is actually copyright, so I got it from Kenny. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. Please stay with me. It is very important that you have confidence in the Lord. It is very important that you have what? Confidence in the Lord. It is very important that you have confidence in the Lord. If not, it does not matter the fact is on your head. Saul will make a sacrifice the kingdom away from him. Very important. Because Samuel will come late. It's very important for you to have a word for every major season of life. That's how to work with God. And that's what you will be insisting on. It is with the word that you wage warfare. Say, my son Timothy, the words that have been spoken over you, learn how to walk with them. You don't receive a prophet in your pocket and say, that service was for me, man. Oh, I just thank God I was in church. Hallelujah. Bro, hear me. That the prophecy comes warfare. That's why many are frustrated, because they heard the part God said. They didn't hear the part that said you said. They didn't hear the you say part. They heard the God part. Because after God speaks, you must now take the word and insist on it. Look at what the scripture say. He said, we desire that every one of you should show the same diligence to us to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Verse 12. That ye be not lazy, but followers of them who what? Through faith and patience inherit the prophetic word, the promise, the what God assured you of a future and life. Now, don't rush. Back up. The first word here, you must be hardworking. In other words, you've seen a prophetic word that makes you lazy. You didn't hear God. I said if you heard God. It's a walk faith. There is a walk, W-A-L-K and W-O-R-K, faith. Every time God speaks, it lays a demand and a response by faith. God will require you to act like you already have it. When you don't have it, that one is the part that doesn't make sense. Because you are trusting God for a child and God says, go and buy baby things. Say, God, I'm a very realistic person. I like to be very factual. I believe the word, I'll wait for the baby to come. He said, no. I said, go and buy baby things. Buy pink, because it's going to be a girl. Buy blue, if it's going to be a boy. Or gold. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you go about doing the same thing. The power is in the structure. God said, go and buy baby things and give it to that woman you know that is expecting a child. Sometimes somebody is experiencing crisis in their home. And God says, buy a white handkerchief to gift to her. White is the symbol of it. Now, that prayer, like, I can pray for them. What was that? The problem is not that the handkerchief doesn't carry any power. It is obedience to this that has the power. God needs, you see, God operates from the outside. God is a token on the inside to find God a matter that is his own in that house to give him right to say, I forgot my handkerchief inside this house. So God said, hey, you go to that house. When you're going to take an handkerchief, forget it there. Leave it there. Because God, even though he's almighty God, cannot bypass to call because he has given you free will. So is that something you asked, he wanted to pick to call? It tells you to be things. The problem is you went to school, you are feeling very clever. Help me. Thank you. It says you are not to be lazy. Lay hold of God's word. This is how to prosper in the kingdom. When you lay hold of God's word, begin to behave it. That's what he's saying. It's not for you to act in flesh, but to, in response to what the Lord has said to your heart, behave that way. That is why, in a sense, when people say when they are sick, they say they don't confess sickness, they confess health. It is in the sense of God's word, this principle that some people confess that they are sick. Some of us will say, I'm sick, Lord, heal me. There's also a sense in that. In the sense of the reach of God's word, that some people say the inhabitants of the land cannot say, I am sick. So when God commands you not to be slothful, what does he ask you to do? Say, find men who are like you. Hey. When I tell you something, don't just sit and sleep. Be followers of them. Some people have walked this path before you. Let me tell you. If you are going to make sense with a finished product, how can I say? Don't join a team that has gotten to his bus stop, final bus stop. There's nothing to learn. Just like God is calling me now. My son, I'm calling you. And this is an example. God's calling me. I want you to, I'm going to use ministry. I want you to go and join House on the Rock. Question. Did God speak to me? God spoke to me. God says he's going to use me. And I went to House on the Rock. House on the Rock, they're existing for 20 years. There's a leadership project that is set. The food has been here. They've put off the gas. There is nothing to learn. Because I didn't grow through that process. There are things I will just add. I will not know why they do it. If you go to some of these churches, they will tell you if you want to get married 6 months. After that, the church will tell you the date you will get married. Ah, is it my wedding? You choose a date for me. This man pastor, young pastor says, sir, why do you do it? You will now hear stories. Story. Somebody told them this day was their wedding. They got there. They didn't see anybody. So okay, no problem. It will not happen.
Yes.
From today, Pastor Bola will clear what we do. I'm just saying. So you don't know why people do what they do. You don't know why some people, you say they are weak at the way they are. Oh, you see, eyes have seen. So you see them is very hostile. No, something's happened. Don't take a bus with. Don't take a flight that has got to its destination. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? What is the character of the people you are to follow? They are men of what? Of what? Of faith. And they are men of what? Patience. What does it mean to be a man of faith? The man who walks with his eyes closed. The way you start, you finish. God will never teach you faith and then tell you later to be following experience. You can come into this land and you don't know anybody. Some people were born here, grew up in this land, their parents have buildings in this land, yet life is not nice. I came into Lagos with my friend Pastor Desmond, and we had a friend lived in Ajegunle. The house belonged to them. The father lived overseas. They were very rich. Up to now, my friend is still doing King of Boys. Refused to marry, no house, no. Sometimes it seems that comfort has a way of hindering.
Yes.
Slept on the bed of friend. The bed is like this. You're up, your leg will be up, stomach will be down. I don't know it's some kind of spring bed. Two people cannot sleep on that bed. It's like anyhow you lie down, just stay there till next morning, because your stomach is inside, your legs are up, your head up. So of course, what do you expect? How can you sleep properly like this, for Christ's sake? But this is a Jegule. And then we come out in the morning. I've never been in that house, and we will go out. Okay, if you come here, I you know, that's the life. Nobody advised Pastor Devon to before his life. Me said, I got there. I said, oh boy. We did not from where I was. I couldn't be this guy suffering. And they come, all this child, they tell me, I come. My mom said, make a call, make a call, and they come, oh boy. I got out, like, oh boy. I know they come back. You can't see. I mean, my leave that bed for us. So if you come in like that, without a promise, these are the people who have been in Lagos. They bought their house, but see that. For me to be this kind of person, I must learn to walk guided by the word of God, just trusting that he knows what he's saying. Many times I will trip, but you must keep those eyes closed.
Because the moment you open it, you see things that you're not supposed to see, you'll be distracted. So there are people who have walked this path, eyes closed, and they are around you. Find them. Follow them. Your experiences might not be totally the same, but there will be things you can always learn from each other. Find those who faith and patience. The word patience there is very important, because that is one thing nobody in Lagos likes. God, you said it, I receive it now. Yes, now. But can you wait? No, your word is yeah and amen. But you took for 4 years before you graduated. Hey, no! The first man God created didn't know what it means to be a young boy. He met himself a man. He was introduced to himself as a man. He didn't make it. Because he did not have any process. He didn't know how to relate with a woman. So he just told him, I said, Lord, we are in this place. So, we are that. He didn't remember that in case happens, come. Don't answer. Call me. My number is 0038156207. Call me. The woman I thought, because he said in charge, he went and was addressing Safi. And I did. And the result of that discussion, why we're all in church today, this morning, wearing clothes. Sincerely, God would have wanted to wear clothes, but not for the reasons we do. Yeah, because there was too much creativity in us. He would have wanted us to explore that creativity. But this method is because we have a knowledge in us that we are exposed. That knowledge of exposure was what the glee covered initially. So we wear clothes, but not because we felt exposed. And that's even when you get to heaven, you will still have something to put on. I'll give you, when we get to heaven, we'll be celestial church members. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I close this service. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. Please learn the principles of the kingdom. Sometimes we despise these things, and an unbeliever comes along, he will raise them up, takes them, and begins to prosper by them. I wonder, is it medicine? Which medicine? The same thing you despised. Right now, as I speak to you, there's a agenda to Islamize the nation and to Islamize her. There are missionaries that left Pakistan and came to West Africa to learn French so that they can begin to preach around the coast of West Africa. Muslim missionaries in West Africa left Pakistan, where there's light and water, came to Benin to learn French so that they can preach in the villages. They left the town for you to be making noise and blowing trumpet, and went to the villages and be converting people. You can marry 4 wives, no problem. Be alive. Righteous is five. Allah. Everybody's happy. They are doing that. All of a sudden, you just notice that the only Christian town you have in that country is the capital. And that one is even voodooism, they practice. All the villages surrounding it, see strategy. Everybody is raising their hand at 2 o'clock, 5 a.m. and they are praying. That's what I'm saying. And people are funding these projects. That's my own people saying. Is that scripture to pay? Why are you paying tithe? Your pastor is a thief. See, if you are following them to push that agenda, it's not your fault. They didn't teach you well. Let me tell you, our kingdom is not a broke kingdom. The people that preached that, say 20 years ago, they're dead. You understand? The kingdom of God is teaching on. Eh? If you think that it's only miracle with you advance this gospel, you are lying. Lying. My friend said in Jos, some people started coming to church. And for the first time, it hit my friend that the church is broke. Because you are telling a prostitute to stop what she's doing. How? Oh, by preaching? You think she loves what she does? Oh, you think she wants to do it tomorrow? You think if she had a chance, she would go back to that other place? That whosoever maketh a liar communication shall find their part in the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 21. Please, can you read it yourself? None of those people can tell you they don't know their hell. Yes. They know if they die in that situation, they are going to hell. They know. And you want to preach a fancy gospel? You want to preach a high message that loves the rich but can't reach out to the poor? You want to reach out to the poor with what? Revelation chapter 21 and 8. And all those make it a lie. What do you have a poor man to do? The guy has to survive. The guy has to survive. Lie. Sir, please. My car, we are coming for Ibadan. They dropped us. The man ran away. We have transport fare. I'm going back to Asaba. Please, sir, if you can help me, 1-5. And you would think the country is broke because they don't have money. A country is broke because they don't have values. You pay your policemen the way you do. If you pay me on 20,000, start up, which is what most banks, at least an average bank, will pay a fresh graduate if they cost. And the police government matches that. Will I go to the street and be asking for 5 million? And I saw I was in a bus and I saw the driver. He knew the policeman was going to collect money from me. He brought the money and said, "Robbing to anybody, all dissolved my life, all problem." And I said, "Brother, yes, sir, yes, sir." I just opened my mouth like, say, "Ah, what is, you're asking about my pain. Oh my, have you seen that on store before?" I'm like, "Now this is nice." What kind of gospel does there need? It's not the gospel of money. There's something wrong with our psyche because of our exposure over time. So forget the rich people. I'm saying the gospel is not the gospel. The rich can't hear it if the poor can't hear it. If your gospel is fit for rich men, it's not the gospel. It's witchcraft. But the rich man, the gospel will make a rich man sit by a poor man and there will be no discrimination. That's the gospel. Jew and Gentile, one. So why Muslims are putting people in the missionary field and financing them? They don't have a tithing system, but every Muslim wants to build a mosque for Allah. You are going on Facebook and Twitter and saying of nonsense, even though your marriage is broken. You don't know where your wife is. You are going on Linda Ikeji. And that's why, hey, bro, you need to go get your wife first and shut up while you're at it. You cannot keep one woman in your house. And you read the Bible well enough to know that I should not pay that. See, that's the problem. The tithing is elite. Taking 10%. God didn't ask you to give 10%. He asked you for your life. This is just 10%. Just you tell God, "God, give me the grace, anoint me. I want to put a church in Somalia. I want to put a church in Bahrain. I want to put a church in Saudi Arabia. God, I want you to bless me enough that my money will bring souls in the far corners of earth." Then tell me what God does with such businessmen. You can't think for yourself and be kingdom. It's simple. "Wherefore we are also compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run again with pace the race that is" what? Keywords. Number one, let us lay aside. Number two, let us run with patience. We don't know where the finish line is, so keep running. When God asks us to run, He's asking us to run towards His agenda. This is what you are before you met Him. Now He's asking you, "Brother Emeka, can you run for me? Can you go for me?" And you say, "Lord, I will go for you anywhere, till I die, till I see you in glory." You look at me and say, "Come, run." He will not tell you all the day that journey, but He will show you the glory at the end. So who for joy that was set before Him, He despised the shame. He embraced the cross. He didn't just become King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He was stripped naked. An able-bodied man, 33 years old, stripped naked. And He could have come down from that cross, but He thought of you, thought of you, and thought of you, and thought of you, and thought about the day you wanted to hang yourself for His blood. If He died now, if He refused to die and use His power to chance everybody and come down from the cross, "Hey, I catch all of you," He would have been a star. But every one of us are lost forever. So He took the shame and died like a sinner. And while dying, He took one criminal with Him. "Hey, join me. I came for the very worst. I didn't come for those people who fed you. Okay, I came for the very people like you. People who taught us all over. Hey, come, come. Today, use me." So when did Jesus get us? Same day. Verse 2. "As you run the race that is before you, you must never lose sight of Jesus. Don't love the work more than the person who will be working. You are not the first person to run. My son was the first person to run. Thank God for Elijah, but he's not your model. Thank God for Moses, but he's not your model. Thank God for all the great men of God, but they are not my savior to Jesus. That man who started and finished well. Are you listening to me? He said, when you run, don't lose sight of Jesus. Because he is the way. That road you are running on is Jesus. He's the way. He's the way. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. Now look at, not of your breakthrough, but your faith. Faith and patience are Siamese twins. Who the joy that was set before him endured his patience. Say, Lord, I can't stand this. The pain is very excruciating. Just stay with me. Five more minutes. And when he hit that bell in eternity, he lifted up his voice and said, my Father, unto thy hands I commit my spirit. He handed the baton, not Peter, but to the one who gave it to him in the first place. And that man came and said, Peter, where are you? Now the spirit is upon you. Now the spirit is upon you. Now the spirit is upon you. And on Pentecost, 120 gathered. And they are there under his spirit. And the same spirit returned back to the Father. Said, the same Peter who couldn't stand a woman, all of a sudden, this is the prophecy that was given. All of a sudden, Peter knew scriptures. The Peter that was a fisherman couldn't read it. All of a sudden, when your time is done on earth, just die. Take that mantle that you have received of the Lord over the years, give it back to him. Lord, this mantle is very dirty now, but we walked. We labored. Lord, this is it. Who do we give it to? Where is the Elisha? Who do we give it to? And the Lord will wait for another setting where people are gathered. And then the heavens will open and there will be an outbreak. There will be an outbreak. He was faithful. If we remain faithful, there is a throne that is set for us. There is a throne that is for us. We are not playing church. This is an agenda. We are running an agenda. We are God's space. We are God's time. We are born for this. We are made ready for this. That's why God didn't call people without scars. He called people with issues. He called people with tests and aches and pains in their soul, in their people who didn't graduate from school, people who prayed and they were hurt, people who lost their parents, people who were from broken. God didn't go to the palaces for them. He came to this to recruit his men, and that's why we're here. That's why we're here, and that's why you are here, because you can show your scars. Say, follow Jesus. Every time you get discouraged, look at him. Every time you feel you go on again, look. Every time you think you can't, you don't have strength for one more step, look at him. He finished everything before you came on board. Because of that, he said to you, cannot fail. I ran that race already for you. You will not fail. Say, but you have to keep your eyes on me. You have to keep your eyes on me. You have to keep your eyes on me. Lord, my eyes behold you. We are the generation of them that see your face, O Jacob. Let our eyes blast open to the light of the gospel. Let our eyes pop open and may we behold the glory of our King. Let us draw strength in the midst of our pain. And let us draw near to you. Say, if you draw to me, I will draw to you. If you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. We are the generation of them that seek thy throne, God of Jacob. Lift up your head, ye gates. He lifted up the everlasting doors. That King of coming. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the heaven doors. That the King of glory may come in. And who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. 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 We never will know the last chapter of your life. The devil will not write the last chapter of your life. If you made it this far, you will make it to the end. If you made it this far, you will make it to the end. You are going to get to the finish line. The devil is a liar. Your day will not be aborted. God's hope is in you.
God's mandate is upon your shoulders. The devil is a liar. Devil is a liar. You are stepping out strongly, coming into a place of strength. You are embracing the mantle of everything that's placed upon you. You are standing strong in your ministry, and you will not fail because you are the first member. I got to the end of the race. Jesus got to the end of the race. He made it for you. He made it for me. Akaladabo shata. Akaladabo shata. Yes, Lord. Will we not fail? Will we not fail? Will we not fail? Will we not fail? Hope. Hope is our brother. The angel. Endurance is my partner. I look at Jesus. Aha. Aha. Ikalada mosefedia. Elelelele boshata. Erigalada basahira. The healing breath of the Holy Spirit flow in this place. And let them begin to renew their strength. Let the sons and daughters of God begin to renew their strength. Beauty in your mind. Be healed in your soul. Be healed in your body. The power of God is in this place. Be healed in your body. Be healed in your mind. Be healed in your soul. The devil is there. Put your eyes upon Jesus. Put your eyes on Jesus. He is the kingdom. Jesus is the kingdom. Jesus is the kingdom. Jesus is the kingdom. Jesus is the kingdom. The kingdom is the power and the glory. It's out of your head. A man in scriptures, a man called into the light of glorious gospel. His name was Demas. A war, he called with Paul as an apostle. But at some point, Paul began to speak and he said, Demas has forsaken me. Having loved this present world, there's something that caught the attention of this. He lost sight of Jesus, he lost sight of God. Oh my goodness, I want you to feel this morning. May I never lose the wonder of beholding your face. May I never lose the wonder of looking into your eyes. May I never lose the wonder of beholding you. May I not wake up one day that you are no more there. Them has forsaken me. Them has forsaken me. I will not forsake you, O God. I will not forsake you, O God. Receive help the Lord this morning. I take my step in destiny. I take my step in faith. I raise the cross. Why do I am mystified? Because I don't know what I am mystified.
Why do I am mystified? Give me a child.
Shut up. writer of the book of Ruth, I believe Paul. He said, Ruth, faith and patience. I looked at the end of the life of Paul. He knew when his time was up. And he said, I finished my race. We are all running, sir. We don't have all day to run. If your life is for eternity, this is the moment. From what mountain did the church fall? Where soul winning was no longer something we valued. From which kind of sleep did we sleep? All of a sudden, we ran for 2 hours, there was no lost soul amongst them. We are four, we are backsliding, and we relish in God's gathering. Okay. Paul was an S.A.N. And he said, I count it the exchange rate of kingdom is more. If there's anything in your house that God cannot touch, then you are not ready for the kingdom. You are like man that set his hand on the plow, but look at what is working away. Yeah. Then he moves. Jesus said, you are not worthy of this kingdom. Because when the kingdom comes, it comes power. It comes in dominion. It comes in his glory. But it comes those who look at us behind them, and they judge it not worthy. The one I grew up at that point where we lose the wonder. It break his heart, pure heart. May the things that make the Lord weep make you weep. May the Lord give you a heart for souls. May the Lord give you a burden for the souls of men. May the Lord give you a burden for the souls of men. That will make excuses. That we as a church will no more make excuses. That wherever we turn, our hearts will burn with fire. Oh, that man said it, our hearts not burned when he spoke to us. That wherever we turn, we will be lips of Jehovah. We will be the feet of Jesus. It will be our hands that will bear many out of hunger. The Lord will have a reason to prosper you. That the Lord will find your house and your bank account a convenient place to put his money. And anything that doesn't seize the cause of them, you will not be missed. We give it up to you, oh God. We want to start afresh with you. We want you again. We want to learn from you. Master Yeshua, you are obedient unto it. We are obedient unto it, oh God. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help me to be obedient unto death. And so God, to be faithful. To be faithful. That we will go wherever you send us. We will say whatever you want us to do. Help us, Lord. Our life is forth as a living before you. Paul, like Peter, we will run for you. With that sense of destiny for you, so that when we see you on that day, we will dance for you. When we see you on that day, we will dance for you. When we see you on that day, we will not be ashamed. We will not be ashamed. There's a difference between a burden and a weight. There's a difference between a burden and a weight. When you carry a burden, you are carrying a burden's shoulder. A weight can dwell on your heart. Yet this is anything physical on you. What we are asking for is a burden. Say the burden of the word of the Lord unto Isaiah. The prophet about burdens. Their prophecies were not just words, they were burdens. Jeremiah said, I swore I would never speak in his name again. Said, but I could not. Said, because his words were shut up in my bones like fire. There is a God encounter you need that will make you raving mad for the gospel. Rina Bonke is going to be in town next month, and the mantle will pass. Not one, but thousands of Reinhard Bonkers with the same grace that can bring nations to their knees. A grace that a continent to his knees. Man. It's true that Germany is not a Christian nation.
But God put a grace on one man that brought an entire continent to his knees. Do you know how many people give their life to Christ? Let me tell you, the facility we are moving to in Maryland used to be occupied by someone who is a major financier of Enadbo. The woman is a doctor. She has never lost a patient in the hospital. Are you hearing? This will say they are going to hold next month. That woman sold millions. She's a Nigerian, nameless. She doesn't go to meet her and they say, let us sell those person. But when she dies, every single soul in her bunk ever won, they will line up here. Keep making decisions on whether you should give or not. On that day, there will be surprises. In heaven, there will be surprises. The pastor who says tithe and doesn't tithe is on his own. The pastor who says give and he doesn't give, on that day, there will be surprises. I'm blessed when I heard that the woman is major financial of Rena Bonke, and in all her years of medical practice, it's a true hospital, she has never lost a child. What covenant? What can you see covenant? Can you see covenant? The Lord will bless to your heart. You will know what you need to do. He will not lie to you again. God brought you into covenant when he shed his blood of his son, but you will now enter into covenant with God. I will know what you need to do. At the age of 50, had an accident, lost one eye, a chain smoker. At the age of 15, I would say your life is over. Abi, took a blind woman in the hospital, healed her, gave her a healing ministry. When the woman prays, people without arms grow out. I got anointing from body parts grow out. They'll put camera on the person, the hand will be growing out. I say you are qualified. The cross upside down qualifies you. I pray that in this place God will find men and women. Lord will find you worthy. Send to the nations of the earth as his ambassador, and you will start the embassy of God in those nations. The Lord will give you a microphone and a voice that no man can silence. In the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord will find you worthy. Take to the shoes of Paul. He will find you to step into those of Peter, and at least people you will run your race. And at the end of the day, you will look inside and say, I finished my course. In the name of Jesus. Give him praise and magnify him this morning and glorify him. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Because he has qualified you. He has qualified you. Because he has qualified you. Thank you, Jesus.